Thank you. Thank you. Hi, everyone hear me? Okay, great. So thank you everyone for waiting. Good morning. So today I'm so excited to give you a quick talk about Homebrew on ARM64 Linux. Yeah, so let me begin by introducing myself. My name is Ro Yu, and I'm currently a computer science student at School of Computing, National University of Singapore, and I specialize in infocom security. And I've been a Homebrew user since I bought my first Mac in 2021. And before I even got my first Mac, I bought a Raspberry Pi 4 in 2020, which, as we know, has a little ARM-based CPU on it. I became a Homebrew maintainer since 2023, and ever since I became a Homebrew maintainer, I've always been really tempted to install Homebrew on it. One sec. Yep, great. So a quick introduction for those who need a little bit more of background. Homebrew is a package manager for macOS and Linux, and currently it supports macOS on both Intel and Apple Silicon architectures. And although admittedly its primary user base is Mac users, last year I forced them, I was still quite surprised to find out that a lot of our users don't actually know that Homebrew also supports Linux. It's called Linux Brew, or more specifically, x86-64 Linux. And now here you may notice that I didn't mention our main topic today, which is ARM64 Linux. And that is because this platform is not officially supported by Homebrew at the moment. Okay, but now you may ask, why do I want to run Homebrew on ARM64 Linux anyway, if it's not even officially supported? Well, for me, speaking from a user's perspective, I guess we can just remove the ARM64 from the question and ask, why do I want to use Homebrew on Linux? Because if you already have a reason to use Homebrew on your Linux machine, which may not necessarily be ARM64 based, the same reason probably also applies to ARM64 Linux. Firstly, you can install up-to-date software packages that may not be available from your distro's package manager, because most Homebrew packages are kept up to date with upstream releases. And secondly, you can use it to install software packages without root privileges, which may be useful if you're on a shared machine like on a server. Or you could just be a fan of Homebrew and want to use it everywhere like I do, because, I mean, why use something you don't like? And why not use something you like? So, cool, now that we have the motivation, but how do we make it possible to run Homebrew on a platform? Well, the first thing we need to do is have the prerequisites available. You can find more about this on our documentation website, but basically, here, that boils down to these important things. Firstly, curl and git, which are used by Homebrew to make network requests and to keep itself up to date. Build tools that enable us to build software from source, like Make and GCC, because as we'll see later, we do need to build some software from source. And most importantly here, so for those of you who don't know, Homebrew is written in Ruby. We also need a Ruby runtime. So on most Linux systems, the first two are usually either present or easily installable. Like if you're on a Debian or Ubuntu, you can just do sudo apt install curl git build essential, and that's it. The tricky thing is Ruby, which may not be as straightforward because it's not as simple as sudo apt install Ruby, since Ruby needs a very recent version of Ruby, and its Ruby version requirement now closely follows Ruby's release cycle. So on most systems, to keep up with that, it's likely that we will need to build Ruby from source, probably using a Ruby version manager like rbenv, like I used to do. Now for the officially supported platforms, we save our users from this trouble by providing what we call Portable Ruby. Portable Ruby is our custom self-contained build of Ruby that is designed to be installed and run anywhere on a file system for its internal use. So we build and distribute Portable Ruby for all our supported platforms. And since ARM64 Linux is not among them, it's not an officially supported platform, we haven't been able to build Portable Ruby for it. But the good news is, thanks to GitHub's recent rollout of its ARM64 Linux-based runner, we now have the capability to build Portable Ruby for ARM64 Linux, and we expect to ship it in the next release of Homebrew's Portable Ruby in the near future. Okay, great. So now we have cleared the prerequisites. Does that mean that we can expect to see a fully functional Homebrew on ARM64 Linux? The answer is yes and no. So the good news is that indeed you should be able to use Homebrew mostly without issues, like I have been doing this for quite a while already. However, one significant downside is that due to its unsupported status. What does this unsupported status even mean? It means that no pre-built binary packages, or in homebrew terminology, bottles, are available. And that means you have to install every single package that you use from source, creating essentially a homebrew from scratch experience, which admittedly isn't that great. Not only that, it's very possible that you encounter build problems due to complexities in software environments. And by this, I mean that differences in compiler version, dependency version, installation directory, in other words, how you install homebrew and where you install it, etc., can all affect the build behavior. And it's very hard to make sure that every single package installed in the exact same manner, despite those differences. So even for the supported platforms, we still receive a lot of user issues complaining that building from source does not work. But unfortunately, that's life. We cannot help to fix every single one of them. So maybe building from source worked for you last week, but it stopped working today. We can never tell. And despite that, if you have an idea how to fix those issues, we welcome pull requests that improve the robustness of our package build scripts, as long as the fix is reasonable, like it's not carrying a 10,000 line of patch for review. That's OK. So since we don't have the bottles, or in other words, pre-built binary packages for the platform, what's needed to make them available? So the first thing to make sure that the pre-built binary packages work for every system setup, perhaps the biggest thing is to make it possible to bootstrap libc on every system. On Linux or GNU/Linux, homebrew bottles are created in its CI environment, which is relatively new. Currently, it's on Ubuntu 22.04, which provides glibc 2.35. So building stubs against such a comparatively new glibc means that the binaries may not work on older systems, on systems with an older version of glibc, because glibc does not offer forward compatibility. In homebrew, this problem is solved by automatically installing its own managed version of glibc that matches the CI version. And when the system glibc is older, this step is done automatically. And to make sure this works everywhere, we'll need to support bootstrapping that version of glibc, meaning to be able to build it from source on every system we'd like to support. If you'd like to read more about that, you are free to consult our documentation website. But that said, such technical hurdles are not the biggest reasons why homebrew does not officially support it and why the bottles are not there yet. The biggest challenge is to build and test every single package for the new platform, which requires more CI capacity than what we have right now, and likely even more maintainer efforts to fix issues. This is something we'll revisit later, but with limited demand and both human and machine resources, the safest bet that I can make for today is to say that it's not planned yet, but still, it may or may not eventually happen, and we'll see. So, yeah, with that said, what's next? At least currently, while homebrew on ARM64 Linux is still not officially supported, and it's not something that we promote officially, it's already very much possible. Here I wouldn't use the word usable because it depends on whether you're enthusiastic enough, or maybe bored enough, to build your packages from source. So we have been continuously working to improve its experience, and here I'd like to give a special shout out to Bo Anderson over here, who's been doing a lot of great work. Yeah, we have been continuously working to improve the experience, but to be safe, just as I said, please don't expect to have official first-class support like 64-bit x86 Linux or macOS anytime soon. It's something we're interested in and will be discussed about soon, but we may disappoint you, so please don't have high expectations on this. Nevertheless, if you decide to try out homebrew on ARM64 Linux and have issues with it, you can use our discussion forum on GitHub, or even better, submit a pull request to propose a fix or an improvement. After all, we are an open source software project, and it's the thousands of contributors like you that keep our project alive. So with that, thank you for your time. I hope you have a great day and enjoy your first demo. And I'll be here around to take questions, and please do come to our stand at Building K. And we look forward to having a discussion with you. Thank you.